السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. Dear brothers and sisters and community members of Clear Lake Islamic Center, we have started the program which we call Ask the Imam, in which we receive your questions and then we'll meet here and answer these questions and post them on our message channel. The way we can receive your questions is by sending your emails to asktheimam@themasjid.org. That is one word, asktheimam@themasjid.org. So we'll begin with the first question, Sheikh Waleed. We have our Sheikh with us here. I'm just helping him here.
Jazakallah.
And it will
be
all,
it'll be all of us. Jazakallah.
Yes. So we have a sister who actually was the first one to respond to this program and or this appeal and ask the first question is how to deal with, you know, family members with different levels of practicing Islam. Her mom is practicing, her father barely prays Jum'ah and Eids. Her son doesn't pray at all. She herself is practicing. So how can she deal with that? And what do you advise her in this regard?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahu ba'd. First of all, I will try to, I will start by saying one of the biggest trial I believe a person can have and face when one member of his close family members are not practicing, not even Muslims, or opposing the deen and rejecting the deen.
Yeah.
And I always remind those brothers and sisters who go through that struggle that, you know what, remember the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, the story came in the seerah. For instance, Ibrahim alayhi salam,
yeah,
the house where the Tawheed came, his father used to make the idols for the mushrikeen.
Yeah.
The light of Tawheed comes from the same house where the darkness of shirk comes.
Right.
That's a struggle, and he was very affected by that. Mm-hmm. He made even a promise that he would continue making istighfar for his father, because he wants him to be a Muslim. He wants Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his uncle Abu Talib. He struggles so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. Even though you love them so much, but you cannot guide them.
Yeah.
Sahaba, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, with his mother.
Right.
You know, he loved her so much, so dear to him. And with these examples, it bring a little bit of comfort and not in a sense that you don't try to change, but a little bit of understanding that people will not all be the same.
And so, that's the reality of people.
People.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this being said, definitely this also take me back one step earlier. For those who are not married yet, make sure when you marry someone, mm-hmm. you marry someone who have, you know, matching, you know, when it comes to religiosity. You know, make sure that you marry someone who is religious, someone who, even if they're not religious, respect religion. There is a potential for them to be. Some people said, you know what, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm perfect, I'm an imam perfect. Mm-hmm. That's, I'm not willing to increase. This, for me, this is the most dangerous person
attitude.
Or the attitude. It's just because I'm perfect. But the people who said, no, you know what, I think I can work on myself, I'm still struggling, these people like really can grow at one point
right.
in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure before you get into marriage and to choose the right person. And also, I don't know what you think, Sheikh, but sometimes I also advise people not to take somebody who is way above them religiously, because this can be a struggle later on. Yani she might choose someone who is very, very religious, or he choose someone she is very, very religious, and he's not there at all. I'm thinking that this will motivate me to be a better person. The reality is there is a gap between them and the interests and the level of iman focus, and it can actually harm them, the marriage a little bit. I always say, yes, choose somebody better than you in deen, but not with a huge, big gap between both of you. But someone, both of you willing to grow together.
Yeah.
So going back to the situation, if you have someone at home who's like, definitely it's a different from your parents, because when you deal with your parents, different than when you deal with your spouse, different
right.
than when you deal with children.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to children, I think motivation, leading by example, choose your battle wisely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't pick on everything. Choose the most important thing to talk about. Some people like all of the fight about, oh, her hair showing up a little bit here, my daughter, and her hijab is not the perfect, but you know what? Maybe the salah is more important. Maybe the Quran is more important.
Yeah,
Maybe
exactly. Choose your battles.
the
Yeah,
choose your battle
you're right.
wisely. Also, be consistent, but don't limit your interaction with your children about the religion issues and the mistake that they do in the religion.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I mean, don't make it where you're only interested in them when you're when they're, you know, when you want something for them to do religiously, but be interested in their life and their interests. Do what they do sometimes, especially when it's all a lot of it is halal, what they do. And don't make it where it's all about religion. Build a relationship, build a friendship with your friend, with your
With children.
children. Yes.
Also, one thing is catch them doing something right. Don't always
Yeah.
catch them doing something wrong. I heard this from you once before. So I'm just,
Yeah,
حدثني أني قلت,
that's a very good one.
So catch them doing something right.
All right.
And that's also with your spouse. When it comes
Right.
to parents, it's a little bit tricky because parents, you have to show the respect. Sure, they don't accept that you're guiding them. But also, you can be wise. You might. I remember my father, rahimahullah, he used not to go to the masjid to pray Jama'ah. He prayed Jama'ah, but he prayed. My father never missed prayer since he's 7 years old, but not necessarily in the masjid. So I want to talk to him about going to the masjid, and I was worried, I can't, I'm just a kid. That year I was like just first year in high school or something like that. So what I did, I said, hey, I see this book, I love this book. Can we read from it after Asr? So I start coming after Asr, and my dad loves massaging his feet because he works in construction, so he's tired. So I used to come and massage his feet, and he loves
Oh,
that,
nice.
relax. Then I start
That's
reading
a
from the book.
payoff.
Yeah. So I read from a book called Ikhtiyar al-Awla fi Sharh Hadith Ikhtisam al-Mala' al-A'la Ibn Rajab
Inshallah.
rahimahullah. And in it, the Prophet was talking
Salatu
about
wassalam.
when he mentioned that
Al-Fudail al-Masajid.
one of the things that raise your level in Jannah,
Right.
walk into the masjid,
Right.
staying in the masjid. So Ibn Rajab mentioned beautiful
Yeah,
things
that's a very
about
beautiful
this.
book. Yeah.
So after, I never said anything. I was going through the book. After that, my dad started constantly going to the masjid.
Oh, mashallah. That's
So it's an indirect way. Sometimes you might send in WhatsApp, the family WhatsApp group, maybe a
Right.
message, something like that. So an indirect way. Your husband also and your wife, it's sensitive because you don't want your wife to feel like you are her teacher or she is your teacher. It has to be in a subtle way, in things which is direct, but in a subtle, in a nice way, in a motivating way. And again, don't people really care about what we say when they know that you care about them?
Yes, that's very true. And yeah, speaking of that book, actually, it was one of the first books that we studied with Sheikh Waleed when we moved to this masjid. You actually read it in Ramadan, and it was a very beautiful book and a very beautiful gathering that we had. And also, one of the good points to help your children, especially your children and your parents, is to make dua for them all the time. If you can't really do anything about it, make dua for them all the time. And as we know that dua was emphasized upon, by Ibrahim alayhi salam when he made dua for his progeny, for them to be righteous people and not to succumb to the plot of the shaitan and the plot of the idols. So that's a very good point that we can add to the answer.
Sa'id al-Musayyib has a very interesting narration.
Right.
He said, Ya bunay inni la utilu fi salati bil layl raja'a salahik.
SubhanAllah.
He was saying that I will make my salah in the night longer
Yeah.
because I want Allah to reward me
Right.
for this by
SubhanAllah.
making you
Yeah.
more righteous. So
SubhanAllah.
your righteousness as a spouse, as a
Right.
parents, as a
That's a
children,
very good one. Yeah.
inshallah, hopefully will also impact the whole family
Right.
and the whole house. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
Yes.
bless all homes.